thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Jeremiah 32:33, they would not listen or respond. There are people you can't help, at least not right now. Notice what God said about the Israelites. Though I taught them again and again, they would not listen or respond. Now, if God Himself can't help them, what chance do you have? Let's look at these people who usually can't be helped. First, there are people who keep making excuses. Excuses are a crutch for lack of commitment and a smokescreen for self-justification. You can't help someone until they're willing to take responsibility for their life and apply the solutions of Scripture. Think, if they won't listen to God, what difference will your opinion make? Second, there are people who move in the wrong circles. The Bible says, bad company corrupts good character. There are people who simply don't belong in your life, and you can't move forward until you break the link that connects you. The company you keep influences your conduct and character, and those two things decide your future. Thirdly, people who blame God for their problems. When trouble comes, they ask, why did God allow this to happen to me? The fact is, you'll never see God as your solution until you stop seeing Him as your problem. God laid it on the line for His people. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, therefore choose life. If you want to keep from getting discouraged, love people and pray for them, but spend your time with those who are willing to be helped. There's some guidance on dealing with people who can't be helped from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.